Welcome to Tales from the Crypt Season 3, Bigger, Badder, and Stickier. By joining us today, you have been officially upgraded to Crit Cat status. So welcome to the club. Tales from the Crypt is an actual play podcast where we focus on smaller story arcs from some of your favorite RPGs, as well as some of the less known or obscure ones. We also play some highly narrative tabletop board games and also some micro RPGs. All of those feature a revolving cast of players, so you're going to see a lot of variety there. And as always, I am your host and your crit keeper, Riley Groves. We're so glad to have you here with us today. Now let's get into the episode. Content warnings can be found in the description. Welcome back to Tales from the Crypt. First episode of season 3. Very fucking excited here. I got Connor at the table.
Hey, hey.
Joined by Tim.
Hello.
And Anna.
I'm here too.
And myself, obviously. And we're here to play Root the RPG. This is by Magpie Games. It's based on the hit asymmetrical board game Root. And it is powered by the Apocalypse System game. So if you know what that is, you'll have an easy time following along. If you don't, you'll have an easy time following along because we try to make it easy. So let's go ahead and answer a question from our pod deck interview deck to get to know each other a little bit better. This question comes from the What the F pod deck interview deck. And the question for today is, what set of items could you buy that would make the cashier most uncomfortable? So let's think of three items we would buy in conjunction with each other to make a cashier uncomfy.
I mean, I immediately thought of it, but then I was like, I can't say that.
What can't you say? So I'm thinking like an acorn squash, a lube, and a bottom or a pack of extra large condoms.
Okay. See, I thought a pack of condoms, a pineapple, and a machete.
Oh.
So you have to get all the stuff at Walmart. Like, they're not going to be going to have all of the stuff.
I was actually thinking a jar of coconut oil, a hammer, and a bag of those like decorative feathers that you use in crafts.
Okay. What do you? Never mind. I don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
Nobody wants to know.
We're not supposed to ask what's it for.
That's no.
Right. That's right.
What are they?
Connor?
I don't know. A box of marbles. Do marbles come in a box or a bag? A container of marbles.
One package of marbles.
And some socks. And a pocket knife.
All right. It reminds me of a bag of doorknobs or a pillowcase full of doorknobs.
I've been talking about that a lot lately.
Yeah, it's come up a few times. Awesome. All right. Well, that was easier than I actually thought it was going to be. So without further ado, why don't we jump into Root the RPG? Are we ready?
Let's do it.
I'm ready.
All right. Cool. Prologue time. Inspirational music or like scene setting music.
Dum, 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 dum.
Oh, all right. The history of the Woodlands is long, complex, and largely forgotten to time. The clearings that occupy the Woodlands have been carved out over time, offering refuge and progress for the denizens of the wood. Many years have passed, and the paths between clearings grew more common. As trade and goodwill grew, so did the interest in controlling its vast resources. High above the clearings, a plot thickened to rule the denizens below. The Eerie dynasty grew in power, before descending from their treetop roosts. When the time was right, the birds made their way down and quickly gained control of the denizens throughout the woodlands. Before long, the Eerie dynasty controlled every clearing, ruling from high above. While some clearings were still allowed local rule, all feared the powerful Eerie lords. Many years had passed, and Eerie influence continued to grow, but power never lasts forever. With one clearing, the clearing of Ice Trap, rising up against their oppressors. The denizens banded together, under the banner, Ice Trap will never be ruled. The rabbits, mice, and foxes bolstered their forces with the roguish vagabonds that dotted the woodlands. As they drove their avian oppressors back to the trees and out of their clearing, word spread, and soon a full-blown civil war broke out. Both sides faced immeasurable losses. Entire clearings were razed and abandoned, now lost to time. Eventually, the denizens of the woodland prevailed and drove the Eerie back into the trees. Time passed, and the clearings were repaired. The denizens once again grew in their numbers and strengthened their communities through trade and camaraderie. But peace never lasts forever. The woodland attracted the eye of the powerful invader, the Marquis de Cat. Fueled by greed and a lust for power, the Marquis led her forces into the peaceful woodlands. Long had it been since the denizens saw such well-trained and well-organized soldiers. Quickly, their influence spread across the clearings, controlling many with an iron claw. As they siphoned the resources from the land, they also warped the denizens' minds, turning many to their sides and growing even stronger. It didn't take long before some denizens begged for help from their former rulers, who were all too eager to descend into the clearings once more. War ensued once again, and the Eerie pushed back against the Marquis's forces, reclaiming several clearings. But this time their rule was absolute. Traders were treated harshly, and local rulers were cast out. Now the denizens were oppressed on both sides, and forced to join a war they never wanted. Even in defeat, word that the Marquis's power was growing spread throughout the land. There were but three clearings left unoccupied by either of the militaristic forces. One of the last holdouts was the steadfast clearing of Ice Trap. This is where our story begins, as its denizens once again make an appeal to the woodland's mysterious vagabonds. All right, now let's meet some of our vagabonds here. We're going to go through a little bit of character creation and discussion and see what you guys decided to pick for characters. So why don't you go ahead and start out by telling us your names and some details about your character.
All right. My character's name is Peter, and he is a vagrant opossum. And he has a low-key demeanor, and he's from a place far from here.
Nice. Anna, who are you playing?
I'm going to be Bramble Pinestorm. I am a gray fox with honey-colored eyes, and I am a tinker. Don't like crows because they ran my father out of the woodlands, and I'm determined to outsmart those black birds, all under their beaks, unnoticed. I carry a leather tool belt which holds a stone axe, a lockpick set, spare strips of leather, and a rounded stone with a hole in the middle that he's been filing into a gear shape with a file.
Awesome. Anna kicked your ass in character creation so far, Connor. So yeah, let's see what Tim's got.
My character's name is Cotton. He is a rabbit with an overly large coat that is unassuming. He's from the Alaboro clearing, wants to be free from society's bonds. He has left behind his teacher and travels only with a dagger under those robes. Definitely picked more of a kind of excitable personality from what I could. I'm interested to see what that would do. You know, I just thought it'd be fun to kind of match the energy vibes of a rabbit.
You had talked about your character inspiration in some texts we were sending back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to tell us who that is?
I just had this idea stuck in my head specifically of the one episode of It's Always Sunny where Charlie is just constantly yelling wild card and doing random stuff. There's one scene where they're going down a hill and they're in a van, and then also there's no brakes, and he just yells wild card and jumps out the back of the van. And that was the specific image I had in my head of a fun character for this setting.
Fuck yeah. That is going to make things really exciting. So I'm excited to see how that plays out. So there's some other character choices character choices on your sheets. So why don't we go through and you guys can tell us about your nature and your drives.
I chose arsonist. Clear your exhaustion track when you use needlessly destructive or damaging methods to solve a problem. Nice. Wild card.
Nice. That fits perfect.
My nature is a radical, so I clear my exhaustion track when I espouse dangerous ideas to the wrong audience.
Nice. All right. Connor?
To round it out, my nature is that of a glutton. I clear my exhaustion track when I overindulge in vices like drink, food, and gambling.
Awesome. I see you actually have a picture of a possum on your page.
I know, I've been staring at it.
How did you do that?
Yeah, right? Did you find that? Did it just come like that?
I used the PDF that said the non-printable version, and they all had just little drawings in there.
Nice.
Fuck yeah. But you got to print it anyway, so they lied.
Yep.
They meant more, please don't print this version.
My, you know, the reason that Peter is a vagabond is because he seeks to depose corrupt and dangerous leaders, and he has left behind his partner in crime some time ago in a place far away.
Far, far away. A clearing far from here. Mm-hmm. A long time ago in a clearing far, far away.
Yes.
Nice.
I can go over my drives.
Oh, yeah. Go over your drives.
Peter is driven by chaos and wanderlust. So he's constantly seeking to topple tyranny and dangerously overbearing figures. And just kind of likes journeying through the clearings.
All right. Fuck yeah. Sounds like everybody's got good characters so far. A big part of this game is your reputation with the different factions. We're going to kind of belay that for this. This is only going to be a one shot. It's only a couple episodes. Really isn't going to play a huge part in what we're doing. So we're just going to ignore that part. I know that's a big part of Root and the game itself. If we were playing a longer game, it would make a whole lot more sense to do that. So we still might mark some things down, but also just the nature of the story, it's a little more complex than that. So the next thing to discuss about your characters is your connections. So why don't we go through? I know we haven't filled those out yet. So let's start with Anna.
So I haven't picked one for either of these yet, but I have professional and family connection.
Okay. Which one do you want to pick first?
I'm going to say Peter and I have a professional connection. We've been working together for a while. We read each other's moves easily.
Okay. Awesome. And that connection is going to give you a bonus, if I'm not mistaken, right?
If you share information with them after reading a tense situation, you both benefit from the plus one for acting on the answers. If you help them while they attempt a roguish feat, you gain choices on the help move as if you had marked two exhaustion when you mark one exhaustion.
Okay, awesome. Tim, why don't you go ahead and fill in one of your connections?
All right, so I chose partner, and then just based on hearing my co-player's character descriptions, I went with Peter. Peter and I destroyed a faction's resource on behalf of an opposing faction. So when you fill in this connection, you each mark negative, or you mark two prestige with the faction that helped and then two notoriety with the faction you harmed. During play, if you are spotted together, any prestige or notoriety gains with those factions are doubled for the two of you. So essentially, I loved that idea, because if we're seen together, the people that don't like us immediately fucking hate us.
Yeah.
And the people that like us immediately love us. And then I chose infamy as one of my drives because you advance when you decrease your reputation with any faction. So I essentially guaranteed that every turn, as long as I was seen by bad dudes with Connor's character,
okay,
I would immediately be able to advance.
Right on. So contrary to what I just said about the reputation thing, it sounds like we're going to have to mark some of that down. So real quick, why don't you tell me what the two of you guys did and which faction you had done it for? In this fact, there's only the Marquis de Cat and the Eerie Dynasties.
Well, so the unfortunate part, I feel, is that a lot of this was not really... Peter wasn't really fully aware of the situation, but due to his gluttonous nature, I kind of just happened to use him as he increased his love of alcohol through the night. He caused quite the distraction as I was able to rob... who runs the Hollow Burrow?
Oh, Hollow Burrow is the Marquis de Cat.
The Cat. Okay. Yeah. So it was when they were first coming in, and then I stole something from one of them. It wasn't anything crazy. It was more just like a proof of like, look what I did. But they found out, and that's why I'm now over an ice trap.
All right. So very cool. So on your reputation sheet, please list the Eerie and the Marquis de Cat, both of you. And you're going to take a plus two to the Eerie.
So fill in two boxes.
Yep. On the plus end. And then you're going to take a negative two to the Marquis de Cat. The third faction that's going to be on there is going to be the Woodland Alliance, but we'll get into that a little bit more.
So then I think that my best connection would be the family connection, where after Cotton and I pulled off an impressive heist and stole something very valuable from a powerful faction, my bad choices landed me in dire straits, but they bailed me out, and we've been close ever since.
So is it going to be Cotton then?
I feel like it could be both of them.
Okay, so who are you going to pick?
Can I pick them both?
No.
No?
We can't fill one for one and the one for the other. So we both have, we can both do.
Yeah, definitely. You just can't pick two people for one connection.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
So your next connection is going to be the person that you didn't choose the first time.
Makes so much sense. I thought it was one or the other.
No, we're gonna do both.
All right. So then I'm going to say that Bramble then was the one who saved me from my bad choices.
It's all right. Family.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Possum and a fox, classic family members. You can pick your family though. Steadfast believer. All right. Bramble, what's your second connection?
By default then, Cotton is my family connection.
Okay.
And Cotton and I had each other's back when we were run out of a clearing because our natures got out of hand. When you help them fulfill their nature, you both clear your exhaustion track.
Awesome. Cotton, what's your second connection?
So that would be my friend connection with Bramble. Bramble and I once met and pulled off a mad, impossible stunt together. Just a little stunt puller over here, I guess.
I guess so. Care to elaborate on what that stunt was?
Yeah, I think it was probably a very similar one prior to where I had met or seen Peter in that certain situation and used him as a distraction. This one worked because I actually had a partner who was aware of what was happening, so we pulled this off together. But it was just another little messing with the cats as they were trying to come in. We stole a set of keys that was important to the one guy's office there, and then everyone got really mad at him because he lost the keys, but we had actually taken them, and it was really big. Big haha.
All right. Awesome.
All the locals loved it.
Cool. And so that leaves Peter. What is your final connection?
My final connection is the Watcher, where Cotton saw through one of my cons and turned it back on me. And this is when I was trying to cause a distraction with my gluttony. He saw through that and then was able to take advantage of the con. He turned back and he got away with the heist, which then led me to the situation which Bramble had to rescue me.
All right. Fuck yeah.
Nice.
I like
all
that.
All making sense.
So now that our connections are done, I think we're going to move on to the second page. And nothing's left on the first page that we didn't go over, right?
I mean, I didn't say my drives, but I think...
Oh, what are your drives? What drives Bramble Pinestorm?
So one would be greed.
Nice.
gotta love a payday. I have to buy all my gears and stuff, and it's not cheap. And then my other one is revenge. My greatest foe is the leader of the Corvid conspiracy, which is the ravens and blackbirds and stuff.
Okay.
Because they ran my father out of town.
Right on. Okay. Heading onto the second page, that's where our moves, weapons moves, roguish feats, all that good stuff lives, as well as our stats. So why don't we go through, starting with Bramble, why don't you tell us the stats that you have? The five stats in Root are Charm, Cunning, Finesse, Luck, and Might. What do your stats look like, Bramble?
All right, so for Charm, I'm at 0. Cunning is +2, Finesse +1, my Luck is 0, and my Might is 0.
Okay, and you get to add a +1 to any of those. Did you choose to do that?
I did. I added a +1 to my Charm because it was -1.
Okay, obviously. So that's where you got to 0.
Yes.
All right, cool. Cotton, tell us about your stats.
My Charm is +1, my Cunning is -1, my Finesse is 0, my Luck is +2, and my Might is 0.
Okay. Did you choose to throw a +1 in anywhere?
I didn't. I just saw that little thing below it there.
Okay. So go ahead and add a +1 to any of those, except for your one that's a +2. You can't go above that at this time.
Okay. They're all used about the same, the moves throughout the story?
I mean, so different moves call for different roles.
Mm-hmm.
You should look at like what your moves are, like how you're talking about how quick shot relies on luck. You should see if any of the other ones that you...
I already picked, and I think I'm going to stick with them. So I'll just...
We can come back to you, too.
What's finesse?
Finesse is usually like fine motor skills. It's like stabbing shit with swords.
Okay.
Finesse-y things.
I'm going to go... I'm going to move finesse from 0 to +1.
Okay. Fantastic. And what do Peter the Opossum's stats look like?
So I have a +2 to my charm stat, and I took my +1 in cunning, so that gives me a +2 to that. I have a -1 in finesse, and luck and might are 0.
Okay. You got some beefy moves there. I like how everybody went for a slightly different approach. Let's talk about everybody's moves. Bramble, what are your moves?
So I have a toolbox, which has tools and supplies I can work on long-term projects. which includes a portable alchemy kit and an esoteric hand tool. The drawback is, though, that it is bulky and obvious. I also have repair. When I repair destroyed personal equipment with my toolbox, the GM will set one condition as per the toolbox move, fulfill it, and clear all wear for that equipment. When you repair damaged personal equipment with your toolbox, do it as long as you spend depletion for value of 1 for 1 for each box of wear you clear.
All right, cool. And then you also got to pick an additional one.
Which I chose Nimble Mind. So when I attempt a roguish feat involving mechanism, thank you, or locks, mark depletion to roll with cunning instead of finesse, because my cunning is a little bit better.
All right, awesome. Cotton, what does your move set look like?
What makes MacGyver better than if he had wild card syndrome? So I chose Create to Destroy. When you use available materials to rig up a dangerous device, roll with finesse. Oh, good thing I added that +1. on a hit, you cobble together something that will do what you want one time. It could be more dangerous than intended, larger or more unwieldy than intended, more temperamental and fragile than intended. And then I chose Daredevil. You're at your luckiest when you go into danger without hesitation. When you dive into a dangerous situation without forethought or planning, treat yourself as having luck armor with one box of wear. Remember, armor is only destroyed. Oh, we'll figure that out. It automatically goes away once the danger has passed. And the next time you would have luck armor, you gain it as if it was a brand new with clear boxes. Oh, that's dope. I never read that last sentence.
Nice. Sounds like you got a little bit of additional armor there.
Mm.
Very cool. All right. And you should have a third one.
Mine said, I can't read. I'm going to go with better lucky than good. When you use a weapon move, basic or skilled, mark exhaustion to roll with luck instead of the listed stat.
You have a bonus to luck, don't you?
I have a +2.
That's probably better than most of your other stats, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds like a good one.
Well, so the other one's arsonist. When you wreck something with flagrantly dangerous means, explosive, uncontrolled flame, etc., roll with luck instead of might. I'm going to go with arsonist.
That one does sound more fun, if I'm being honest. So
I also chose the nature of an arsonist, so I should probably...
Those really play into each other.
I should be one.
Yeah. Okay. And Peter.
So the moves I chose are pocket sand.
Yes.
Take the weapon skill Confuse Sense. Does not count against your limit. When you throw something to confuse an opponent's senses at close or intimate range, roll with cunning instead of finesse. Oh, perfect, because I have a negative to finesse and +2 in cunning. One of my other moves is Let's Play. When you play a game of skill and wit to loosen another's tongue, roll with charm. On a hit, they let slip something useful or valuable. On a 7-9, you have to lose the game to get them there. Mark depletion. On a miss, they're better than you ever thought. Either mark depletion and cut your losses, or mark 3 depletion and they'll start talking. And my last move is the charm offensive. When you play upon an enemy's insecurities, concerns, or fears to distract them with words during a fight, roll with cunning. On a hit, you create an opening for yourself, making any available weapon move against them at +1, or strike quickly and deal injury to them. On a 7-9, you also tick them off. They aren't listening to you anymore, no matter what you do, until the situation drastically changes. On a miss, you infuriate them, and they come at you hard, and you're not prepared.
Okay. You guys also have some roguish feats and weapons skills that you picked. You want to tell us where you started with those, Bramble?
It just said start with marked feats, so I guess that they put shows for me.
Okay.
I have counterfeit, disabled device, and pick lock.
Nice. What about your weapon skills?
I chose cleave.
Ooh, sounds dangerous. All right.
I have acrobatics, hide, and sneak. My weapon skill that I started with is quick shot.
Nice.
My feats are pick lock and sleight of hand. And I chose improvise for my weapon skill, as well as confuse sense for my pocket sand.
Fuck yeah. All right, lastly, there's one step past this, but you guys also had the chance to pick some equipment. You want to tell us what you guys chose?
Yeah, I have the Foxfolk Longsword, which sounds pretty cool. And then I also took some leather armor.
Nice.
I work these into my character description, but my overly large coat, the robes, they make me unassuming so that just I can pretty much be anywhere and no one knows. I'm just considered normal until I start doing something out of hand, and then I could be like recognized or whatever.
Until you start blowing shit up.
Yeah.
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 All right. And did you have a dagger? Because you had mentioned that.
Yes, I did. That was the one thing I figured is like a real piece of equipment. But yeah, that dagger.
Nice. Okay. And Peter.
Peter is wearing robes over his leather armor, so he is unassuming.
Okay.
As well, but also has a little bit of armor underneath.
Nice. Any weapons?
Did not take any weapons.
No weapons. All right. Very cool. Last thing to go over for character creation is the fact that you all have done at least one big job together. We're going to take a few minutes to describe what that looks like, however you guys want to set that up. What was the last big adventure that you guys had together?
So, I mean, I feel like we all pulled that big job unintentionally together when Cotton was stealing from the cats before where we all kind of met. But did we do something after that intentionally?
Perhaps at that time, you said we did get away with that one?
Yeah, I think we went
you
that
got
way.
Away and then Bramble rescued me.
Okay.
So I forgot to put some parameters on this. For this next part, you guys can describe something so major that it shuts down a path, helps change the ownership of a clearing, or like something major in the world you guys can have an influence on that will influence our map that is behind me that I'm pointing at that the audio people on the other side, our lovely listeners, aren't seeing.
What if the eerie guys, the birds, we had a big job to steal all their eggs because we all like to eat eggs, and it's like they're the bad guys, so might as well steal all their babies.
I'm on board with that. Eggs are delicious.
That's the they're the right faction. That's the Eerie.
Yep. So okay. The Eerie at the moment controls Iron Vein, Oakenhold, Pine Horn, and the Open Sky Haven. They have roosts, which are like kind of real big, like military installations. They have two of those. The biggest one's in Open Sky Haven, and the other one is in Iron Vein.
So probably maybe they would keep their nursery at, like, Oakenhold, since that's kind of, like, not the military place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what did you guys do to kind of, like, disrupt that, and what was the aftermath?
Well, obviously, Cotton burned it all down afterwards.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't intentional. It was what started as a small fire, because I went to breach in there with some small explosives so we could steal the eggs. And way overshot that, ended up compromising some of the support beams in that roost so that about 10 minutes after we were off premises, we started to hear a large creaking sound. And as we looked up, just the whole, you know, a good section of the roost was just falling out of the sky.
Okay, that is huge. So on your reputation thing, I want you to take 3 negatives for the Eerie.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to draw on the map that Oakenhold is more or less destroyed at this point.
It's a smoking husk.
So how does it work if we had +2 for the Eerie? Do I just go back and only have -1 now for them?
Nope.
-3? Just
no, end? So you can just keep adding to the negative.
Perfect.
So I already had a -1 with Eerie because...
Awesome.
I marked it as having earned a special amenity from them.
Okay.
So I get an extra one then.
Nice. So how this works, 3 actually gives you, it hits you at that -1 marker, right?
Mm-hmm. You said we all started out with +2 for the Eerie, though?
Yes.
You guys did. I did.
You too. Oh,
okay.
You too did.
Do they cancel out so that...
No.
No.
So you're just going to have your... You can still do good things for them. So keep those, but you're in a very negative situation with them at the moment. So going forward, the way it works, you have those of you that have 3 negatives for a faction, you're going to be at that -1. So Anna, you're actually not at 4 boxes. You're at -1 + 1 box. So what that means is you're going to need to get 6 boxes of negative reputation before you get down to that -2. So you can actually erase those 2. So that's the same with the positive.
Oh, I see. So I don't have this one yet. I'm just up to the -1.
Yeah. So you're at the -1 + 1 box. So those other 3 you don't have at this point. So every time you hit a milestone, it just resets to make it longer and longer.
This is one of the few things I really took away from that video last night.
Nice.
I watched that math and I was like, oh, that's a fun mechanic. And it's one of the few things that stuck in my head.
Awesome. Everybody got it?
Yeah.
Cool. So that puts you, that actually makes the whole story a little bit cooler overall, because it doesn't put you aligned with one faction or another too hard. So I'm going to go find a red marker really quick and draw big flames over Oakenholm.
Nice.
Awesome. So really glad to know we've got some good characters. I think they're going to fit in really, really well in the world. Luckily this time I've gotten smarter. So I gave you guys like the littlest of parameters, unlike previous times when I was like, just show up and make a character. So I'm getting smarter.
Good for you.
Thank you. All right. So let's start in Ice Trap. As you guys enter, the clearing is well lit by many torches. As the three of you move further into town, you can't help but notice how quiet it is. You come across several of the same notices posted around town that there is a clearing meeting tonight at the courthouse.
We should probably check it out.
Yeah, I think that's important.
The courthouse beams with light, and as you get closer, you hear the muffled noise of many voices. Entering, you're hit by a wave of noise. The air is warm and filled with tension. The denizens are made up primarily by rabbits, but there are a few other species of foxes, mice, badgers, and sheep, all in attendance as well. As you look around the crowd, standing against the back wall, you see a few other bands of vagabonds. Well, you assume them to be vagabonds, silently watching. There's a large-footed, flappy-eared rabbit wearing a sash standing at the front of the room. Quiet! Quiet! Everyone will get a chance to speak! There are many opinions that we must hear. It is my duty to all of you to keep you safe. And as such, I will stay here until we come to an agreement. So we will have order, or this meeting will be concluded. The crowd mutters and dies down. First, we will hear from Jackson Ramston. You now have the floor, sir. A ram stands up from the crowd. I know I have not been a denizen of Ice Trap my entire life, but I have lived here for most of it. We have always prospered in our solidarity, but almost every other clearing is now under control. The trade is getting more difficult, and we have fewer and fewer allies. Food is getting scarce, and we won't be able to hold out forever. I propose that we join the side of the Eerie. If we voluntarily give them control, they will likely allow us to continue to live as we always have. There's many boos throughout the crowd, and a young rabbit woman pops up from the other side of the crowd. Ice Trap will never be ruled! We will stand and we will fight any invader! Then we will die! The crowd continues to grow louder and begins to pitch back and forth again, when suddenly a small mouse stands up.
We should join the Marquis de Cat. Life has improved in those clearings. They have lots of food and are treated fairly.
Once again, Penelope, the young rabbit, shouts,
Traitor! You're a bloody traitor!
And the mayor, standing at the front, once again is forced to chime in.
Enough! Enough! I won't have us fighting! We must be civilized!
At this, a large weasel moves from the back of the crowd towards the mayor, clad in leather and steel armor, with a large two-handed sword slung over her back. Her presence quiets the crowd to the point where you can hear her different pouches and weapons jingle as she moves. As she stands, she addresses the crowd.
Friends, my name is Jane Delafere. I have come to offer you another option.
And there's a collective muttering amongst the crowd. Ice Trap has a long history of strength and pride. That history is inspiring to all the denizens of the woodlands, many of who have not forgotten and look to you again for strength. Clearing after clearing fall to invaders, who use them for fast resources and taxes and for slave labor. They make our lives worse, while fattening their own pockets, all under the guise of betterment. Well, I tell you, friends, I saw just what each side is capable of. I was in Milltown when the Marquis de Cat's forces swept through. What's left of its denizens are forced to work for the invaders, owning nothing. They all now live in a single building and are given only rations, while the Eerie offer protection, but they demand more taxes than people can afford, and when you can't pay, your whole family is conscripted into their forces to march off to die. We're here to tell you that you are not alone. We represent the Woodland Alliance, and we need your help. We represent all the free folk of the woodland, and we're asking you to fight. A rabbit man stands from the crowd.
You're just a swindler, a rogue, a bandit. You're going to get us all killed.
And once again, the crowd erupts into anger, and Jane leaves the podium. Her group of vagabonds follow behind her as the mayor works to get the crowd under control, relying on the peacekeepers to move in and silence the crowd.
That weasel lady seemed reasonable. I say we join with her.
I agree. Should we address the rest of the denizens here in the meeting?
They're rabbit folk like you.
What are denizens?
Just the normal citizenry.
Yeah, okay. Denizens just represent the general population of the woodlands. So they're just common folks.
Okay. I kept thinking genies. I don't know why.
Me either.
I'm going to step up and... We're still in the meeting, right?
Yeah, we haven't left yet.
Okay, yeah. So when she's walking away, I'm going to walk up. I'm Peter, and I've come from a faraway clearing, and the renown of Ice Trap is still held strongly in many of the clearings. Just like Jane was saying, we, the woodland folks, still remember the resistance that you folks put up here, and that is why our group has come to help strengthen you. We need to resist the oppression from both sides, the cats and the eerie. So we're here to reinforce what Jane said. We should all stick up for Ice Trap against the oppressors.
I stand with Peter. He speaks truth.
I stand with Peter, too. And that other lady,
Penelope shouts from the crowd.
Mm.
Collectively, the crowd once again begins to bicker back and forth, with no obvious advantage on one side of the or the other.
Let's leave these folks to their discussion. Let's go follow the weasel lady.
I think it's time that you tell them the story of Oakenhold.
Those sparrow eggs were damn good.
I meant the other part, where we're slowly burning them down.
Well, that's when we got the eggs.
Oh, okay, I'll handle this. Settle down, everyone. Excuse me here. I think it's important to remember that these are not gods that we are moving against here. These are just regular folk like us. They may have the power on their side, but you got to remember we gave it to them. At one point, we said come back, and they did, and here we are. You think they're indestructible. We here have come from Oakenhold, where we decided intentionally, with full intention, that the three of us would cause as much harm as possible trying to take them down, and we left Oakenhold ablaze. I'm sure you've all heard of the Oakenhold. I hate that town. It's so hard to say. But we've heard of the Oakenhold fires. Well, that was us. It can be done. It is, we do not have to be afraid. If we stand our ground, we can not only hold Ice Trap, we can rebuild the paths. We can take back the clearings.
You're traitors.
Do you not support and love your clearing of Ice Trap?
I love this town, but you're going to get us all killed.
Well, if you want to be with them so bad, there's the gate. Go to another clearing. Milltown's just a few strides away there, Buckaroo.
Milltown's owned by the cats.
I thought that was who you liked. Anybody but here, right?
No, I like the eerie.
All right. Well, Pinehorn, other
that,
way.
That little mouse there, he's the traitor. Along with you.
Both traitors. We should all be free.
The crowd actually begins to clap and cheer at that.
Together we can help rebuild the paths of fair and free trade between the clearings that will help bring prosper to not only Ice Trap, but the surrounding clearings and the denizens of them as well.
I think we should also add in, if we can get back to Oakenhold in time, there's going to be some fine warm breakfast waiting for all of us. Because that's where their main hatchery was. I don't know if you're all aware of that.
The crowd begins to clap and several people actually leave. Several bands of vagabonds that were at the back cycle out of the courtroom at this point, too.
Did any of them look like spies for the birds?
Any of them wings?
No winged creatures here. None that you've seen.
Okay, should we leave the meeting now? Have we accomplished as much as we can here?
I don't think there's more that we're going to accomplish here.
Yeah.
The what band doesn't seem like he's fighting anybody.
What is our main goal here? What do we want to do?
Bring them both down.
So far, our purpose in life seems to have just been a bunch of yuck-yucks gone awry. And I feel like maybe, do we have really an intent and purpose here to save an entire clearing, or are we just looking out for us? I just kind of want to keep this place as it is. It's more fun than the other places. They're kind of like prisons and jails.
I have a strong dislike of birds and all winged things. I say we take down the eerie.
I mean, I think we should just break the whole system.
I think we should take them all down, the Eerie, the cats. I'm going to keep the people working together for themselves.
And I say we have them fight each other, do the job for us.
That would be the best option.
Never get our paws dirty, as they say. Clean paws.
The cats and birds are natural enemies.
And yeah, that's true.
We're just trapped in the middle, scared of everybody else.
Are you guys still in the courthouse?
We had that discussion in the courthouse, but yeah. I think now we're ready to move on.
Okay. If you leave the courthouse, there are several citizens denizens now walking through the town, but you can still see Jane Delafaire and her group of vagabonds, is what we'll call them for now, although we're not certain if that's what they are, actually talking to another band of vagabonds, shaking hands not too far away.
Well, let's go introduce ourselves.
I agree, and we walk over.
Well, hello, friends. Have you come to join the Woodland Alliance?
Well met. I believe we would be very much interested in your adventure.
Your help would be greatly appreciated in these times.
Well, we're happy to offer what help we can. We certainly are not a fan of the birds or the cats, the Eerie and the Marquis.
We, as well, are not fans of any of them. And as such, we have a few missions that we're working on now to secure lasting peace for all the denizens of the woodland. Would you be interested in coming back in the morning to learn and to perhaps help us?
That sounds mighty fine.
I'm amenable to that.
Okay. We're going to be in the forest just outside the clearing to the north. Meet us there at first light.
Very well. I forgot your name again. What was it?
My name is Jane Delafaire.
Jane Delafaire. Beautiful name.
Thank you.
Jane, it's good to see you again. What exactly, which delegation are you with again? Are you for the Eerie or are you for the...
We're for the denizens of the woodland.
The denizens?
Yes. What? We represent freedom, independence, from both the Eerie and the Marquis de Cat.
Now, I noticed you spoke up pretty loudly about that in there, and do you have any concerns with any of this being reported to either side?
Always. However, we stay moving. We try to work only with trusted fellows, vagabonds like yourselves, although we do play both sides. Most of us here in the Woodland Alliance, the fighters anyways, have long history with both factions, both good and bad. However, we fight to eliminate both and establish a new peace throughout the land.
So you're like the head of this Woodland Alliance organization?
I wouldn't say I'm the head.
Like the left arm?
I would prefer the right.
Oh, I'm a right arm myself.
Well, that's good. There are many leaders in the Woodland Alliance. We're scattered around. Some more information-based, others are warriors. I can give you more details, if you wish, in the morning, as well as set you on the course to aid the denizens of the woodland and free them from the oppressors, if you wish to continue this journey.
We'll be happy to see you tomorrow morning.
Excellent. And what's your name again?
Bramble.
Very nice to meet you, Bramble.
And I'm Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Oh, you know me, Jane. Good to see you again.
Yes. Good to see you, Cotton. How do you know Jane Delafaire?
I just thought it'd be really funny to just randomly add in the fact we already know each other.
Solid. I heard about your most recent exploits, Cotton. I assume your two friends were also part of this?
Yeah, I know you told me I should be keeping my nose clean, and it was just one more thing, but it seemed to inspire a lot of those people in there, so I kind of just twisted it to the other way, but yeah, you know me, Jane.
Let's hope so. Ice Trap is a central part of our plan here.
Mm.
I'm glad to have the three of you aboard, and I hope you'll stay aligned with the cause in the morning.
We'll find out in the morning, but I think it should be on the straight and narrow.
I think my main cause is always survival, so we'll see how tomorrow sounds.
We'll see you in the morning.
10 minutes after first light.
In the clearing to the north.
In the forest to the north.
I'm glad you guys remembered that.
And with that, Jane moves on to another group of vagrants and begins to speak with them.
Well, we got some time to kill. Perhaps we'll meet a tavern wench to spend some time with.
Looking for a tavern and a wench?
Well, yeah. I mean, we have a whole night to spend, so.
Awesome. Somebody give me a good bar name.
The Horny Rabbit.
Was it brothel or bar?
It's both.
Bit of both. It is a rabbit settlement.
That's definitely
Yeah, that's what I'm figuring. Yeah. There's probably some easy rabbit girls at the bar.
Yeah, for sure. Down the main strip, there is a very large bar called the Horny Rabbit outside on the front sign of it has a jackalope, mythical in these lands. No one's ever seen one, but they are spoken about highly. And this would be something that the rabbit denizens here in Ice Trap would be very fond of. You go inside, and actually it's pretty empty because a lot of people are still at the courthouse. So the people that are here are mainly the tavern wenches and some very promiscuous looking bunny ladies.
Excellent. I'm getting a drink and talking to that lady over there with the brown spot on her head.
I'm getting 2, maybe 3 drinks.
So I actually don't have any money, but I have a roguish feat of counterfeit, and I was going to pass off a counterfeit value to the bartender.
Fuck yeah. All right. You walk up to the bartender, and she goes, "Hey there, darling. What can I get you?"
"Oh, hi. I would love an ale. Whatever is your best."
"Oh, I have lots of bests."
"Well, the best best."
"The best of the best." And she pulls a draft out of a cask and sets it down in front of you. "That'll be 1 value."
"Here you are."
"Oh, excellent. What does your counterfeit move do?"
"I'm not sure, but I'm sure it means I can pass off fake money."
Before we get too far into that, I thought basic purchases were just kind of a thing that happened and you didn't actually spend value unless it was like...
Yeah, that's a great point. And you are correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I still want to do that.
Okay. You still counterfeit it because you have admitted having no monies. So that just works.
Well, I immediately got confused because I was like, we don't really have money. So I was like, what's the money for?
You don't really need real money, but we'll just say that Bramble's counterfeit move is going to help get through any money related situations here tonight.
Okay.
I'm also greedy, so I'm not going to spend real money.
Good point. Here's the best of the best.
Do you guys want anything?
I'll just take the biggest. It doesn't need to be the best.
Okay, it comes in pints.
Perfect, I'll take 2.
And I'll take one right in the middle.
Middle-sized.
Just needs to be just right.
She ponders for a moment before filling up the large glass halfway. Here.
Works for me, thank you.
You're welcome. Make yourself at home. It's very sparse tonight.
It does look rather empty.
When does it pick up around here?
Probably when the courthouse is done and the people are done arguing.
Then they're going to argue here.
Yes, that's where we get probably our best business, when they argue here.
Good business model.
Everybody likes arguing and drinking.
Do you have any...
hold the town meetings here.
I should.
Do you have any private arguing quarters in the back where I could argue intimately with somebody?
We have rooms by the hour.
Perfect.
How many hours do you need?
About 1/10 of an hour.
Oh, you're going to go that many times? Okay.
1/10, not a full hour.
Just yep.
Small bit of it.
6 whole minutes.
There we go.
Yeah, lasted pretty long.
All right. Well, that'll be all, folks.
Okay, there's no locks on the door, so just choose one that's open.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to wait for someone to argue with first there, so thank you.
Okay.
You could probably just open some doors and find some people who are ready to argue.
They're already arguing in there.
That is true. Group discounts.
They already came back from the meeting.
There are a few that left.
I'm looking for arguing for the meeting. What are we all talking about here?
Arguing usually means something else.
Oh, sorry. I'm from a different clearing.
That's okay. There was a very angry mouse guy that stormed through.
Perfect. Where'd he go?
To the back.
To the back.
The rabbits.
All right, I'm going to start knocking on doors.
Are you trying to find the mouse?
I'm going to argue with somebody.
Can't trust that mouse that was advocating to be, you know, partners with the cats. That True. Sounds really untrustworthy.
You head to the back rooms.
Oh, we don't have to actually act this out. That's just where I go. We can figure that out later.
Okie dokes.
That's off screen.
I was ready, but okay. Yeah, we'll move past it.
Well, I'm just going to talk to the rabbit that I spotted when I walked in.
Oh, well, hello there, darling.
Well, hello yourself.
I like your gray hairs.
Thank you.
Do you like my brown spot?
It's quite a nice spot. I'd love to touch another spot.
I have more than one brown spot, but you gotta rent a room for that.
How much do you cost, girl?
A nondescript amount of money.
I feel like I should know before I get into it.
How much do you think I'm worth?
Half a value.
Ooh, well, all right. We can do that.
All right, we'll do double time. You'll get a full value.
Double time? 10 whole minutes.
Oh, well, I'm not a rabbit, so maybe different.
Well, all right, whatever you got going. And you guys go find a room in the back, starting season 3 off strong.
As Bramble is walking down the hallway, Cotton comes out and just leaves the door open, starts walking back toward the bar, and as they glance in, it's just an empty room.
Peter's just been already drank two of his drinks, and he's got like three more empty cups next to him.
Nice. Peter's getting loaded. If you had any exhaustion, you could clear it at this point, but you have none.
Yep. I'm going to move to a corner kind of opposite the bar, but where I can also see who's coming in and out of the door.
Okay.
And just nurse my middle of the road beer.
Notable people that come into the bar are both Jackson and Penelope from the meeting, and they are already arguing on their way in. Jackson is an older ram. He looks like kind of feeble-ish. He's definitely not like a young spry animorph, and Penelope is very young looking and very, very fired up.
Is it bad that I don't want to talk to either of them?
No, it's not bad. That is your decision to not. There's a bunch of other people that are flowing in at this point. You can kind of get the sense that the meeting must have been adjourned.
Mm.
Has the mayor come in?
He has not.
I'm going to stumble outside and just see if I see the mayor anywhere, or stumble back over to the courthouse.
On your way to the courthouse, you do actually see the mayor, and he is talking to Jane de la Faire, almost in the same spot that you were at before, and there are a small crowd of people around him and her.
Pretty loaded.
Was this was the best decision I could have made?
I see that the mayor and Jane are talking. Too many drinks to go and eavesdrop now, but I'll just get the lowdown from Jane in the morning.
And do you stumble anywhere else?
Nowhere in particular. I'm just roaming around.
Checking trash bins.
Yes. Just looking around, checking the trash bins, looking underneath stairs.
There's nothing like super great in the trash bins, but you do find a very nice spot under a stoop that's got like a lot of leaves, like a huge pile of leaves in there, and a tasty fish carcass, if you were attracted to that.
I'm not, but had a lot of drinks, so I'm just going to be just sitting there, just, you know, chewing on this fish.
Okay.
Nodding off a little bit.
You do realize that you're out in front of the mayor's house.
That's fine.
As he heads up the stairs, he just kind of gives you a glance. This is all too much tonight. I'm just going to go to bed.
Good night.
Yes, good night. Dennison, the two of you that were left at the Horny Rabbit, how were your 10 minutes, Bramble?
Oh, it was excellent. She was very fuzzy.
Noise.
Yeah, she was. And she gives you a wink and a pinch on the cheek as she walks away after your interaction.
Feels good to get that out of my system after our big heist of the eggs, and now we're going to go on to another adventure. Just what I needed.
I'm not being specious here, but what kind of animal are you again?
A fox.
Ah, nice.
I don't think it matters.
I was just curious.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Everybody's like human-sized for the most part.
Oh, here. So it's like that Bojack.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. You're all roughly the same size. Obviously, there's going to be some fluctuations in that. And outside of that, like giant creatures like a bear or a moose or a deer or large wolf, they're different in this.
I heard a moose described as like a dragon.
And yeah.
Like a bear is like a troll. They're trying to use it in that size aspect.
Exactly. So, and same embodiment. So like they're not anthropomorphized at all. They still like are very much animal like creatures.
They were never interbred.
Correct. They never got the mutant gene.
Mm.
I don't know if we can use the word mutant. Sony might sue us or something. I don't know. All right. You guys doing anything else?
I'm keeping an eye on Jackson. Has he been drinking a lot?
He hasn't been drinking nearly as much as Penelope, who continues to shout at him and is getting honestly a little bit physical with him, but he's not really playing into that at all.
What kind of physical? Like aggressive? Like
yes, like pushing him and trying to rile him up.
Oh, wow.
He is not feeding into it.
I think I'd like to go over to Penelope and just be like, hey, girl, you can calm down. You don't got to be so stressed about it. And try to lead her away from the conversation.
Don't be so stressed about it. He's going to give us to the birds. And birds, they're evil.
I'm with you there. I dislike the winged things very much. But I think there's going to be something else going on. I don't think you need to think that's the end result.
I'm so angry at him, though.
The goat does seem pretty addle-brained.
Well, I'm right here.
I didn't say it quietly.
I'm not addle-brained. I'm just a realist.
The birds are ancient enemies.
Yes, but compared to the cats, they're so much better. The cats are pure evil.
The cats are pure evil?
Yes.
I don't agree with you. The birds are definitely more evil. Damn crows and ravens.
Well, I would have to disagree. The cats, everything I've heard is just so horrifying.
Like what?
They enslave everybody. They've stripped everyone of their possessions, and there's many in the ranks that kill for fun. They just outright slaughter denizens of the different clearings.
Well, I don't like either overlord to be exact, but certainly the birds are more evil.
At least we know the Eyrie. We weren't under total control from them. They allowed us some sort of independence.
Limited.
Limited is better than what the Marquis de Cat has for us.
I don't think we should choose either option. I'm with Penelope.
I don't know if I can stay here any longer.
Good, get out.
He just kind of like sinks his head and walks out of the bar.
I'm going to follow him out.
Okay. He very slowly, muttering to himself, walks to what you can assume is his house.
Oh, I'd like to catch up to him before that.
Oh, okay.
I'm not like sneakily following. I'm just walking out right. And then I want to catch up to him.
All right. You can do so.
Excuse me there, Mr. Ramson, I believe.
Yes.
I just don't mind the intrusion. I just want to say I apologize for everyone's anger in there. Alcohol can be quite spicy on the mentality toward others.
It is a catalyst for bad decisions.
Mm. Well, I just didn't sit right that everyone was sitting there yelling at you. You'd have just as much of a right to your opinion as they do.
I appreciate that.
Now, that being said, we obviously are on different sides of the fence on this one, but I just kind of wanted to know what kind of a denizen are you, and wanted to make sure you're not going to go say anything crazy to those Eyrie about this town. I think it's important that we can all handle this democratically here within the clearing. We don't need to try to bring in anybody.
I have tried, but I feel like overall, I'm not welcome here anymore. So I'm going to think on it overnight, but I might leave.
If that's what you feel is the right thing to do, then I think that you should follow up with that and go ahead and do that. Just make sure to leave that open whole story.
I won't say anything, but I'm not going to get slaughtered with the rest of the town.
All right.
Have a good night, laddie. I appreciate your thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Ramson. You too. Good evening.
And he heads off. Morning comes. Where did Bramble and Cotton
I fell asleep spend their at the time? Bar.
Right on the table?
Yeah.
Nice.
I feel like I eventually tracked down where Peter ended up. Probably just found somewhere close by to kind of hunkering, but just like keep an eye on.
Okay. Peter's just sleeping in a pile of leaves under a stoop, so
at this point it's more to make sure no one tries messing with him or like taking his shit. Taking his things.
Just running around the clearing making sure no one's shitting.
You put that back in your butt, boy.
All right. Morning comes and you all stir.
Well, I'm feeling great. Nothing like a nice pile of leaves.
Morning, Peter. Glad to see you up again.
Good morning, Cotton. Thanks for being close by.
Oh, I was just heading this way for breakfast. You want to join me?
Sure.
It's probably not going to have anything on those oakenhole eggs, but we can sure hope, can't we?
Hope is free, so they say.
So they say. Well, I heard they have great breakfast over at the Waskly Wabbit.
I like that. The Waskly Wabbit is a breakfast-only spot, serving the most delicious coffees and pastries.
Oh, man, looks like they don't open till 3 p.m.
It is strange for a breakfast model. They do only serve breakfast, but they open very late.
That would be such in our world, that would be such a classic thing. Like, just like 5 p.m. to 2 in the morning, only serve. Oh, wait, that's Denny's. Fuck.
You all find Bramble sleeping at the inn, and the sun is beginning to peek up over the treetops.
Oh, right. She said first light. I told him we'd be late, though, but we should go. Bramble, are you waking up?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm awake.
I got some breakfast for you in my pocket.
Oh, thank you.
There you go. We got to hit the ground running. We're going to be late to meet Jane Delafair.
I'm putting my sunglasses on.
I thought you only wore those at night.
Well, this morning I need it.
You all make your way to the edge of the forest north of the clearing. And you can see that Jane Delafair and her group of vagabonds are packing up their stuff. And it seems like you have gotten there just in the nick of time.
Morning, Jane.
Hello, Cotton. Welcome back. I was afraid that I wouldn't see you again this morning.
Oh, no. You know me. I just swing around in my own time. Here, I brought you coffee just the way you like it.
14 sugars and 3 creamers?
Ah, I forgot it was cream. I threw in milk. I hope that's all right.
That'll do.
I heard rabbits have some great milk.
I've always been a fan of rabbit milk. However you can get it.
I'm a rabbit. Never had it. I forgot I was a rabbit.
Well, are you still here to take this journey with us?
We are.
We're very interested in hearing what you propose here. It seems like the final frontier here, Ice Trap, is in jeopardy of either getting taken over by one of two evils or simply exploding into nothing.
We need your help. We need you to get a message to our contact in the Wind Gap Refuge. The denizens there were almost as receptive to our offer as the folks here were last night, which is to say, not very.
Oh, seemed about 50-50 last night. Though I guess most of us that are in support of it don't really necessarily call here our home.
That is true. A large group of the supporters were vagabonds rather than regular denizens. If we're going to get all the clearings to fight, we're going to need their support as well, not just the fighters. The matter of fact is, there are only 3 unoccupied clearings left. And if we don't make some progress soon, our efforts will be over before they start. I need the 3 of you to find a man named Watkin, and I need you to tell him this message. The rabbit runs through the patch, out of sight of bird or cat, but soon to be eaten whole. He'll know what it means. Do you think you can remember that, Cotton?
Yeah, the rabbit runs from the cat and eats him in one hole.
Well, not quite. The rabbit runs through the patch, out of sight of bird or cat.
The rabbit runs out of the patch, out of sight of bird or cat.
But soon to be eaten whole.
But soon to be eaten whole.
Close enough. He should be able to intuit what that means.
All right.
What manner of animal is Watkins?
He's a mole. Not a fighter, though, but very recognizable.
It's a shame he won't be able to recognize us. They have the worst eyesight.
They do, which is why he wears such thick glasses.
Ah.
One of the most recognizable things that he wears. As for us, me and my troop will be moving to Pinehorn. We're going to try to drum up some support right under those birds' beaks.
Well, wish you luck.
Be careful. After the Oakenhole bombing, I'm sure that they're going to be on edge and high security.
They absolutely, and I'm going to stress for a third time, absolutely are.
You're welcome.
That stunt has made things progressively more difficult for us to deal with the birds.
But we've weakened them.
That we have.
We have.
You have. I guess we didn't have anything to do with that.
You're welcome again.
Yes, the Woodland Alliance does not have to take responsibility for that attack. So that's one
plus. I just start patting Bramble and Peter on the back, just like, good job, good job.
I saw you talking to the mayor after the meeting last night. Was there any resolution to the rest of that meeting? It sounded pretty out of hand when people arrived at the bar.
It remained out of hand. They did not come to a consensus as far as the denizens, but the mayor has thrown his own personal support behind us. He thinks that it is the best option to join with the Woodland Alliance. However, he's not willing to make that call without the support of his people. For that, I commend him, although part of it seems cowardly.
I would agree. A wise leadership decision, but hopefully it doesn't cost his community too much.
I fear that it will, if we fail our missions.
War is for the young anyway.
That is true.
Mm. Jane, I just had an idea here, and I was talking to Mr. Ramson last night.
Yes.
And he's tired out of this argument, and he's going to start moving into the Uri territory. He wants to move over there.
Yes, he in fact made his way there last night. We caught him on the road.
What'd you do to him?
We just caught him and questioned him, and now we're holding him. We can't let him get to the birds, certainly not before us.
Oh, well, I was going to say, if you're nice enough to give him an escort there, he'd be nice enough to feed us some information about what's going on inside Pinehorn. But it seems we might have more trouble than I had thought we'd gotten into last night.
Perhaps after some reconditioning, he will help us out. But at the moment, he's so you're pretty adverse.
You're taking prisoners now.
Unfortunately, this is war.
So anyone else in this town here that disagrees with you?
No, only the ones that run towards Pinehorn in the middle of the night.
Same old Jane.
We must do what's best for the cause.
Well, we'll go talk to our mole friend and tell him a poem and see what we can do.
Excellent. I look forward to our next meeting. From there, Watkins should be able to give you a bit more guidance.
Okay.
I wish you all the best. Move with haste.
Likewise.
And with you.
Don't be too hard on that old goat.
Oh, we won't be. She turns back to her troop, gathers her stuff, and they march from this clearing.
Well, I think we should get headed out to the Windgap Refuge soon here. I don't know how long it's going to take. And
there's a path right there. We might as well keep on it for now. It seems the shortest distance.
I agree.
I do think, friends, that we should keep an open mind about how we make our decisions on what happens inside of Windgap. Jane's always been a real stubborn individual, my way or the highway type of person, which I can respect in certain situations, but I don't think Jackson Ramson was necessarily a threat to anything. I did speak with him last night, and he really just seemed like he wanted to go someplace he felt more safe and comfortable, and can't blame a man for that.
He would make himself more comfortable by telling the birds all about us, though.
That is simply fear talking, not necessarily what would have happened. I do respect your opinion, Bramble, but I don't think taking prisoners because they disagree with you is necessarily the best idea. There may be war going on, but it's not here. And starting it like that, that just doesn't seem right.
Well, I had a dream that Jackson told you he was going to wait until the morning to leave. And if he fled in the night, that seems kind of deceitful. Maybe Jane did want to give him an escort, but she just had to wait until the rest of her folks were ready to go in the daytime.
Well, he was pretty worked up from being roughed up a little bit over there at the bar from those who were getting antsy with him. He seemed scared, so I don't blame a man for running when he's scared. Sometimes irrational thoughts take over, but I do see both your points. I just want to be wary of what Jane's doing. Make sure we don't fully trust her, jump in with both feet. Let's tiptoe and feel the water.
Well, I think we're doing that with delivering the message. That's not too hard of a situation to deal with. A mole in a camp of foxes, I'm sure we can find him.
I thought it was a rabbit running from cats.
That's the poem.
Oh, yes.
I hope someone else remembered.
James. Enough. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, I'm ready to head out.
You head down the path towards Windgap Refuge. It's pretty uneventful. There's actually not that many denizens traveling this path as normal. You would have expected to see quite a few more people go through. Windgap Refuge is one of the other two clearings that is not controlled by a faction at the moment. And so there's usually a good amount of trade going on between the two. But on this particular day, it seems quite empty. And as you continue towards Windgap Refuge, your nostrils detect a hint of smoke before your eyes are able to register that the area is beset by a light smog. And as you get closer, you can see thick clouds of smoke rising into the air.
Looks like we already been here.
Oh. I don't think this was us, Bramble.
I feel like I would have remembered.
Hopefully that's just, you know, the wind carrying the smog very far and that Windgap hasn't been burned down.
I think we should be very careful the route that we take in. Maybe we should stick more to the forest than the path for this one.
Yeah, for the last little bit of the journey, I agree we should take some cover in the trees.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, you scuffle into the forest as you get closer to the Windgap Refuge, and making your way closer and closer, you hear a lot of sinister sounding voices and the sounds of metal clanging. And as you get nearer and nearer, you can see that there are several cats moving through Windgap Refuge. And as you're watching, you see denizens sliced down by giant cat's claws and other troops running around clad in orange through the town, setting buildings ablaze.
All right, I'm going to pull my bow out immediately and just kind of get that ready. Yes, I had to switch from a dagger to a bow because I realized none of my shit lined up with having a dagger. It literally made no sense. It'd be like going to a fire with pencils and erasers instead of marshmallows and chocolate. It was that just couldn't mesh, could not mesh at all. Can't eat those.
Right on. As you're observing the situation, you hear a weak voice coming from not far off in the forest.
Oh, woe is me.
Someone's in distress over there.
All right, we should definitely make our way right over to wherever that is, because if that's a survivor, it's not going to be long until they find him.
Well, we need information, too.
Agreed. Let's go find this struggling voice.
Oh, woe is me. And you come across a fat mole sitting against a tree, clutching his belly as he has an arrow sticking out of it, and it's running red with blood.
Oh.
Oh. I immediately apply pressure.
Oh!
It's all right, friend.
Oh!
Are you,
Watkins?
I am Watkins!
Oh, how fortunate. We have a message for you.
Okay.
It may be too late at this point, but...
Do you have medicine or something to... Oh, it's so deep in there.
I have an alchemy kit. I could do something with that, right?
Oh, sure. I don't know what, but go for it.
Well, we could break off the arrow and pour a little burning liquid to close up the hole.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
No more bleeding, though.
Oh, that sounds not terrible.
I have a little bit of whiskey you can drink.
Oh, we're getting better all the time. And he begins to cough up some blood.
Friend, before you go away on us here, we were sent here by Jane Delafair. We were supposed to tell you about the rabbit that ran through the field away from the mice and cats.
No, I don't care anymore about that. None of it matters.
Oh.
Look at the clearing. The cats are already here.
Yes.
We failed.
They're going to eat the mouse whole, I do believe. They're going to eat the whole mouse.
I don't know what you're trying to say, but none of that matters.
Are you saying that the cause doesn't matter or the password doesn't matter?
The cause matters. The password doesn't matter.
Well, that's great, because this I have to change it every 3 months, and I can never remember what the new one is.
The cats are planning something big.
Do you know what it is?
They were talking about building weapons so big that the Eerie could never fight back. We knew about them a little bit at one of our comrades' Vickery, a bullfrog. Oh, woe is me.
What about Rickery? Could you tell us a little more about the frog?
Oh, yes, he was investigating the weapons. I think he's captured, though. Mm-hmm. That's the last I heard. I thought you were going to pour spicy liquid into my wound.
Well, I had to mix it first. It takes a little bit of time.
Gah.
All right, I'm going to rip this arrow out.
Oh, woe is me.
Swift motion.
blood pours from the wound.
And then we pour it, that little burning liquid on there.
I don't want to keep shouting into the microphone.
I don't know if that helps.
It will in a minute. Just give it a second.
It's
working.
It's bubbling.
Yeah, it's closing up the wound.
I'm sorry, Walken. Do you happen to know where exactly your friend is being held?
You've got to find him.
Yes. Where would we start looking for your friend? Is he here in Windgap?
No, there's no one here left in Windgap Refuge. I tried to save as many as I could, but I'm not a fighter, so I saved myself, kind of, but... Oh, whoa. Woe is me.
Well, I think the bleeding stopped now.
Oh, now it just hurts.
I didn't say I could fix that part.
Did it stop the bleeding internally?
As far as we can tell.
Oh. Oh, you have to find Vickery.
The bullfrog that you don't know where he is.
We can't let those ferocious felines get any more powerful. We can deal with the Eerie. I've heard that one of their settlements was blown up anyways.
Well, that is good news.
But if the Marquis claims any more land, there'll be nothing stopping them from conquering the whole woodland.
We can't let that happen.
No! That's what I'm saying. You must find Vickery.
Did he escape to the south? Can you give us an idea?
I don't think he escaped anywhere, but his troop was in Fire Hollow.
All the way down there?
They're in grave danger. They're the only holdouts on that side of the whole woodland.
Mm. All right, Walken. Well, I gotta be honest with you here. Are you going to try to come along with us, or are you going to sit here?
Well, I suppose if you could protect me, I'd come along.
I think we're cutting through the forest to get...
Oh, me. Through the forest?
Are you going to be able to stop all that yapping?
I don't know what you're referring to.
I'm referring to... You sound like a dog in heat. You just keep going off every... That right there, Walken. You're going to have to stop that.
I'm doing my best, but I can't tell you about the immeasurable amount of pain that is coursing through my body.
Well, if you keep walking that way, you'll hit ice trap.
Walk, huh?
Yep, or crawl, whatever you can do.
Oh, well, then I could come with you.
We gotta go to Fire Hollow.
Yes, very fast, too.
Here, all right, one second. Let me talk to my friends real quick.
Hold on.
All right.
Woe is me.
Should we just put this man
no friends
out of his misery? I think we've learned everything we have to. He is going to die.
I mean, I don't think we should act outright kill him. He's going on his own.
Right. But wouldn't that be the nice thing to do?
I hope these people save me.
I don't think it's possible because of, you know, we can't do nothing about that era. It's in there good.
Yeah, I don't have anything that can help that out.
I'm not a medic.
Whoa.
Let's just walk away.
I'm a medic. Why don't you two keep on walking and I'll give him some medicine.
I didn't know you had any medical training.
Right now. Yes. I hope you guys are hidden or something. Here it comes. Here comes the cat. Oh, whoa, the day grows dark.
All right. Well, it looks like the other doctor is on its way, so I think we can get going.
Oh, yep. You guys should run. That cat definitely sees you now.
All right.
Well, thank you, Watkin, for your service.
He's dead.
Oh, well, that's good. We should go, though.
As you say this, a cat definitely has overheard Watkin, and you can see in the clearing you have now alerted one of these cats to your presence, and it calls for several guards, and three mice clad in orange armor begin to run towards you into the forest.
Scatter. Scatter, scatter, scatter. I vote for the plan of scatter. Scat. Scat.
Scrat-at-that-that-that-that-to-do. That is where we're going to end our episode for today. So we will pick up playing Root again next time, which is in 2 Tuesdays from now. So we will
see you next Tuesday.
That's it for today's episode. We hope you've enjoyed listening as much as we've enjoyed playing. If you have, go run and tell all your friends so that we can turn as many people into Crit Cats as possible. Tales from the Crit is a Wolfbeard Games audio podcast, and if you like us, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts, and head on over to our Instagram page and our YouTube channel. Both of those are at Tales from the Crit Podcast. All right, bye-bye! Sorry, there was a pileated woodpecker out there behind Connor, and it was really distracting to me. It was very large.
They got to stay off the pills. The hole is 6 feet over there. We agreed on this as a community. You go in the hole.
You go in the hole.
But it's just a hole in the middle of town.
Oh, no.